Harvest trying to catch up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But it's been a pretty long harvest already, and we're definitely at least a couple of weeks behind where we would like to be.
Corn farmers across the state are finally getting some favorable weather as they work to harvest this year's crop. Jay Juergen of Weakley County says they've been at it since the end of August, basically, but wet weather has slowed them down.
We're probably two-thirds done. With corn shelling, we didn't have any early soybeans, so I have not had to cut any soybeans yet, but here in the next week, we're hoping we can finish up corn. The rain has slowed things down. We've pushed on through. We have not shelled hardly any dry corn. We're lucky we're set up to dry corn, so we've been able to push on through the wet weather.
Earlier this year, Jay Juergen was selected to represent Tennessee in the Swisher Sweets Sunbelt Ag Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year contest that would have been held this month in Moultrie, Georgia. But like so many other events, COVID-19 has canceled that event, and organizers are now hopeful they will hold the event next year.
So what we're understanding is they will not pick a winner in 2021. And all of the state winners will compete next year in person, provided they have it. And the judging team will come to our farms as what was scheduled this year. And we will be the winners will go to Moultrie, Georgia next year and hopefully get the full experience.
Now besides corn, the Juergens also have soybeans, wheat, hay, and beef cattle on about 2,700 acres in Weakley County.
You know, I may have been named the Farmer of the Year, but it's really my wife and the whole family is what makes our operation work. Couldn't do it without them, and the good Lord has blessed us.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.